Thank you. Be seated. We appreciate this Father the Lord has brought us, and even for finding time to join others in the worship. Before I share the one that we have today, there are two or three housekeeping that is worthy to mention so that we may connect together with one another. It is true. Thank you, Elder Engineer Muhoro, for reminding people that we have the AGM. This is one activity that only take once in a year. And we humbly request you to be with us. The agendas are very clear. And during the devotion that day on 15th, there are two things that will take place. That's the day we shall commission our organ that was purchased. We came here, we dedicated it. But the same day is the day that we shall commission. And therefore, the church choir, we shall do our devotion through music. They have like four numbers. And then towards the end, we dedicate our church choir. That's one of the issues that will take place. And we are fully prepared that even them that will come for the service from morning to the afternoon to the evening, the care will be taken. We cannot allow people to be here all through without having a fellowship of actually sharing the meal together. So that at least we be together. It's an annual general meeting. Ask your neighbor on my behalf. Are you considering to be with them? Ask your neighbor, are you considering to be with them? We are requesting humbly that you come. And you know, AGM is a business meeting. Things are well structured. And once we are done, we are done. We request you to be there. Thank you, Hawa, and even the PCMF. Even though it is not your day, by extension, we know the key role that is taken by the PCMF in Hawa's home, as also Woman's Guild take care of Tumaini. Therefore, you are synonymous with the Hawa's. And we thank God even for the report that you have given us here. We thank God for this. This is a home that has been there for 20 years, two decades. Ask your neighbor, have you ever been to Hawa? Ask your neighbor, have you ever been to Hawa? It is 20 years old. Started 22 years ago. You may have not gone there physically, but through your resources and the prayer, we feel you. And therefore, even around this time, because we are creating awareness, you can hear the needs that are there. Connect and do the follow-up with the other people. And your help and your assistant will be taken. These are venerable children. They are there. Church came up with an idea 22 years ago. It is still getting stronger and stronger. Brother, sister, participate in whichever the way the Lord may call you to be there. Finally, we have been invited for the Beyond Zero Marathon on the 8th. We know the good work that is being done by the First Lady. And I believe we have a t-shirt. Bring here so that at least those who can participate, they are seated here. It is this Mrs. Githaiga. She belongs to that category. And mine is a very simple duty here now. Do I need to ever state about the Beyond Zero? It is known. And the good work that's being done. I request James. Are you there in the house? Yeah. I want to Elder Kuja hapa. Elder Kuja. Kuja hapa tushikiria hii pamoja na you. We pray for this noble task done by the First Lady. Come here. We want just to say a prayer. And I request Ms. Githaiga, who happened to be the committee that is planning, just a word. Then we continue. And we pray for this.
Thank you so much, moderator. Good morning, church. I am not supposed to speak, but I just want to thank our moderator for the support that he has given us and St. Andrews. You are not doing this for the first time. You have supported us, And the first lady on that day will be out of the church to another church out there. And we are praying that you are going to support her in participation and even in prayer. We are saying that even if you don't run like me and the Reverend Gere, because Reverend will be on duty, if you don't even run, we are praying that you support this worthy cause. It is a cause that goes out where others cannot reach. It goes out, and the first lady touches our homes in a way you cannot even believe. So your 2,000 shillings, when you buy the T-shirt outside there, we'll go out and support children, women with fistula, and all that. I don't have much time, and we have James here, IMG. They are the people who do marketing and all the mobilization. So I want to thank you, and I pray that you will participate. Our Reverend comes to our place there on the hill, and he knows what goes on. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Let's pray for this very noble task. Dear mighty God, we thank you for the mission that you gave to the First Lady Margaret Kenyatta. And we know beyond zeal, it has touched many lives in our country. Even for the event planned on 8th, God in heaven, help us to participate. Even as we buy the merchandise that are there in place, we are supporting that noble job. Hear our prayer. For this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. It is there, 2,000, you support this duty. That is it.
For our Reverend.
Na hii ni yangu, weka pale. Tuendelee. We thank God for this far that the Lord has taken us. Other issues that are there, we are Kenyans. We continue to call upon the name of the Lord to have his ways. We belong to Nairobi County, and even though some duties were removed from me, I still remain to be the boss. Those are the talk that are there, even in our county. The BBI, the Rockcast, coronavirus, these are the concerns that are there. We are being called upon to continue to play for divine intervention that all God may minister to us. Let us pray together. Dear mighty God, even as we have a moment now to connect with your word, we seek your forgiveness where we may have gone on astray. So that, dear mighty God, you may give us the word of the moment. We are here in this sanctuary, in this place, in order to listen to your word. Speak in a manner that each one of us, dear mighty God, we're going to have the takeaway. Be with us and have your ways, dear mighty Father. For this we pray in Jesus' name. My sharing this morning, even as we continue to contemplate and to meditate upon our theme for the year, Arise and Shine, I would like to share the whole question of raising your level of expectations. Because if there is something that defines us on a daily basis, on a weekday, on a weekend, is our expectation. And we are being called upon at all time to desire to raise your level of your expectations. Even as you come for the worship, you were there last year, last week you were there, and now you are seated here. It's good to address ourselves to our expectation. And we are being called upon at all time to desire to raise our level of the expectations. Because we are defined by our expectations. Expectation is believing or feeling that something is going to happen. And many a time being optimistic that it will be okay when you talk about the expectations. The way we are wired as a human being, we don't expect the doom. We don't expect bad things to happen to us. At all time, our desire is to things to continue getting better and better. And our major trigger in this life is our expectations. The many things that make you to be who you are and to respond the way you respond, and the many things that you do, the major trigger is the whole question of our expectations. Remember, your imagination is your expectation. What are you imagining the end of the year will be? What are you imagining the next week will be, even at your workplace? Because we are defined by our expectations. Even as you desire to arise and shine, brother, sister, expectations are very personal. They are very individual. And it's good all the time to think about your imagination. Remember, the quality of your expectation determines the quality of our actions. Mostly, our action are dictated by our expectation and our imagination. Remember, your expectation will have power, effect on what happened in your life and the surrounding. Our life is dictated, controlled by our expectation. It's both spiritual and psychological when you talk about the so-called expectations. Even you as a Christian, in your day-to-day life, within your spiritual realms, what are your expectations? That I have prayed, I'm expecting my God gonna respond. We are living in a society that is overwhelming, and the many things are there psychologically, we are affected. So when you talk about the expectations, it's both spiritual and psychological, and you cannot separate the two. Whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, equally you are both right in this life. If you call a meeting to yourself, to address to yourself the way you cannot make it, I'm telling you it will be equally possible. Whether you think you can or you cannot, the two things you cannot exonerate, they are there. Simply because we are defined by our expectation on daily basis. Remember, life will meet you at the level of your expectation at all time. The common denominator, your life, will meet you at the point of your expectations. And therefore, it is yours for choice and for yours for asking. Within my family, within my workplace, in my social life, what are your expectations? Life will meet you at the level of your expectation. Therefore, it is important to program your mind at all time with an expectation of a good attitude. That's what actually governs us and controls us. Remember, your life always follows your expectations. Your life will follow the shadow, the so-called the expectations that you lay. Because to each one of us, every day, we have the so-called the to-do list. Within your to-do list, if you do a kind of audit of your to-do list, what are your expectations? Are things getting better or worse? Where are we? If you expect a defeat, your subconscious mind will make sure that you're going to receive it. If your subconscious mind is talking about the defeat, your testimony is about the defeat, your talk is about the defeat, I'm telling you, you're going to receive it. It is there. It's all about our expectations. You cannot expect everyone to have the same dedication as you. And therefore, we may be many in the fellowship, we may be many at home, we may be many at the workplace, but don't expect everybody to be dedicated and committed as you are. You have the control of your life. You have the control of your expectations. You may be in the same bus, you may be in the same vehicle, you may be in the same place, but the expectations are quite different. And that's why we are being called upon. Remember, God is unlimited, lest you are level of the expectation. God is unlimited at all times. Even though my life is controlled by my expectation, I should remember I may be inadequate. But our God is unlimited. He is not inadequate as we are. And that's why we lay our levels to him. Ephesians 3:20, that he is able to do exceedingly beyond even what we can ask. And that's why on a daily basis, we desire to be connected to him who is unlimited, who is not limited as I am. Where do you place your expectations? Put your expectation in some people and you're going to get the disappointment. But our expectation, we know where we put them. We are being called out to set our mind, Colossians 3:2. We are being called about to set our mind on the things above, not on earth. And that's where we are. John chapter 17, I'm going to pray for one prayer. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. We are there. And that's why we are being told, when we are still in the world, we continue at all time to raise our expectation, to raise our mind to him who is over and above. He is defined, we are human with some limitations. Start your day with faith and expectancy. Go out anticipating the favor factor. What do you anticipate on daily basis, wherever you are? What are your expectations over this issue? You have started a certain project or in a certain venture that you want to push and pursue to the end. What are your expectations? At all time, expect things to change in your favor and excel in your ventures that you go through on a daily basis. God has not ceased to be God. God who was with them continue to be with us. God who performed miracles to other people. God who brought the healing to other people. I'm expecting my healing. Being it financial, social, psychological. What are your expectations? The same God who raised Jesus from dead, who parted the Red Sea, who overshadowed Mele, a village girl, and gave her the favor to be the mother of the Savior, who did miracles in the past, is still in control. That's our God that we talk about. We worship God of capital G, God who is able at all time. He is challenging us to raise our expectations. We have read in the book 2 Kings about the so-called Elijah and Elisha. Fascinating insight as we desire to raise our levels. Bible is one big story with many characters. But every Sunday we come, we take one character. Today, as we talk about raising our level of expectation, we are talking about Elijah and Elisha. Elijah experienced numerous miracles, but he was with somebody who was understanding, who was the intern, because Elijah was intern to Elijah. And as he neared to the end of his life, he asked Elijah, "What would you expect to have from me? What would you expect? I've been with you, Elijah. You have seen him performing the miracle. I've walked the journey with you. What are your expectations?" And Elijah never rebuked him because of what he said. Because he told Elijah, "All what I need because I've been with you is the so-called the double portion. That's all what I need from you. I've been with you. I've seen you performing the miracle. I don't any short of this. I would like to have the double. I don't want to be a kind of photocopy, but I would like a double portion because I've been with you." He communicated his expectations. A simple question: "I've been with you. You have seen him performing the miracle, and I would like to know from you what are you expecting from me?" Brothers and sisters, the Lord is raising the same question to us. What are your expectations over this issue? What are you going through? We are different, we are individuals. But we are going through issues, the ordeal of life. There are things that we are going through. And the Lord is asking you, what is it that are you expecting of your church? You brought to PCS St. Andrews. What are the areas that the Lord, if the Lord asks you, you have been concerned about these, but what are your expectations? Are you able to articulate and tell the Lord what are you expecting? Elijah was so categorical, and he said, "Oh, what I need from you is double portion. The way I've seen you doing things, I would like to improve and be much better than you are. Expect more from yourself and less from others." In this life, expect more from yourself more than from other people. They may disappoint you. And that's how we are wired. Even though we put across our expectation, let us not miss the divine aspect in our life. Nevertheless, if you can see me when I'm being taken, it shall be so. You know, when Elijah told Elijah, I need the double portion. He was given a rider. It will only happen if only, life, you see me being taken. It will be done to you. So the guy had to be very watchful. Even your expectations, there must be some underlying factors, some conditions. He was told, thank you. I will not rebuke you. I have heard you. You have put it very clearly. You have settled your case. But one thing, if only you see me at the point of being taken, it will not happen to you. He was to be very watchful that between you and your miracle is being watchful. You are being given a small role to pray. You have said you need a double portion. It will happen to you, guy. But remember, it will only happen if only at the nick of time when I'll be taken, you watch me, you're going to receive it. Brothers and sisters, there are so many expectations about our sons, our daughters, our spouses, our workplace, our boss. But the Lord is telling you to do one thing so that you may receive. Between you and your miracle is one thing. Do you know that one thing that the Lord is telling you? One thing. Tell your neighbor one thing. Talk to your neighbor seriously, brother. One thing. There must be one thing that the Lord is looking. So between you and your miracle is only one thing. If only you get, you see me before I'm taken, you're going to receive it. As long as you have your head down, you run the risk of moving in the wrong direction. You have to be watchful. The Lord is calling upon us. Even in the Christian life, there is the do's and the don'ts, the pros and the cons as a Christian. God wants us to raise to a new level. We move towards what we see in our mind. That is given. All the time, we are controlled by our mind. We move that direction. And the Lord is telling us, if only between you and your miracle, if only you spot me before I'm taken. And you remember, at one time, he told this guy, I'm going to Bethlehem. He followed him. Read the entire chapter. He went to Bethlehem. Nothing happened. Went to another place. Nothing happened. Until when they crossed Jordan. And upon crossing the Jordan, on the other side, the Lord was with. He went through a test. For him to have received the double portion, this man called Elijah went to many places. One is in the Bethlehem, Jericho, and upon going the other side of Jordan, that's when the miracle took place, and that's when he received the double portion. It's going to be a journey. It's not a walk in the park. To receive my heritage, to receive my portion, to receive that I desire, the Lord God is calling upon us to do one thing. Watch me and you're going to receive it. The Bible says, whatever things are true, and that's what we have read in the book of Philippians, whatever things that are honest, just, admirable, good report, if there be any virtue or anything to be praiseworthy, think about this. We are being called upon to raise the level of our expectation at all time. You cannot soar with the eagles as long as you are pecking with the chicken. The eagle is known to be a bird that fly up there. There's no way you can be with pecking with the chicken here and you are talking of the fresh air there. There's no way. What are these many things that you are doing that are ruining your bar, your threshold, your standards? What are these things? And you have been desiring to raise your business to another level, your education to another level, your marriage to another level, your status, even your status, your ego. And you want to raise your standard, and you are still pecking here. The Lord is calling, can you raise up? He wants to raise you up. Focus your mind up there. He's going to provide somebody for you. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. I'm just talking to somebody. You may have received some disappointment here and there, but can you raise your bar? Could it be that was not the material? The Lord wants to raise you to another level altogether. Don't be disappointed, because sometimes even your disappointment may be your appointment. Am I talking to somebody? There are some disappointments that may go through, and upon going through them successfully, because sometimes if you are to fail, fail successfully. Don't fail this way. That the Lord may raise you to another level. The Lord is calling upon us. You cannot soar with eagles here. And yet, which league do you belong? Don't know. Even when even when they are classifying the team, even the game, the football, teams are teamed up according to their strength. Do you know your league? There are some league that you don't belong. Which league? Do you know which league do you belong? Do you know even you don't fight all the battles? In the military science, they say you don't fight all the battles. There are some battles that you hear them. You look at them, unatoroka, that yajata. You remember those many days when somebody could tell you that yajata, tuonane, and you could weigh the situation. I'm not for that party. And then you take off. And the others, you could dare because you feel you have the muscles to fight it. Even for us, let us raise our levels of the expectations. What are you, during the prayer time, what are your expectations that you are articulating before the Almighty? What are our expectations? Our expectations set the boundaries for our life. Do you know that my expectation may become a limitation? They set the boundary. Because through your expectation, you can go over and above. Nobody in the Bible recorded to have demanded from another person a double portion. It's only the Elisha. Also remember, you are unique. Even your DNA is unique. You are not, and remember, you are not others. When you hear of others, you don't have your name by the name others. You know your name. Don't talk about others. The Lord God is calling upon us to raise our level of the expectation. What levels are you expecting from your church leaders, from the political arena? What expectation do you have? Keep praying. Know the direction. Our graph is going up. Some people go around with that old, poor old mentality. It's not business as usual if you are to raise the level of your expectation. God, why don't you do something about my situation? What about your expectations? What are you expecting from me? We are literally crying. Lord God, change my situation. Do you know the language? Speak the language of your destination, the direction that you are moving. Speak the language. It's through the expectation we are able to speak the language of our destination. Many people sabotage their expectation by negative comment. You sabotage. You blame other people, but you are the one to be blamed. You have sabotaged your plan. You started this, but you keep commenting negatively about it. What do you expect? The Lord can even help you to miss it and to fail successfully because of the negative comment that you are making. The Lord is looking at us. We are defined by our expectations. Can you imagine the Lord may look at me and tell me, oh, what you are going through is your own asking and your own making. You have sabotaged your plan. You have even sabotaged your prayer. When you talk about maobi, and the comment that you are making is like you have not prayed. What are your expectations? The Lord wants us to silence all the voices. Make a conscious decision to maintain the attitude of expectancy. And that's the direction. Even as we desire as a church to arise and shine, it all depends on the individuals to raise the level of expectation. As I bring this one to an end, God has more in store if only we raise our level of expectations. If only we arise and shine, He's gonna rad us where we want to be. May the Lord God be with us even as we go through the week. The week is another week altogether. Furthermore, don't go through March like you did in February. It's another week, another thing altogether. It's a new month with its own blessings and their own challenges. Tell your neighbor, raise your expectation. Hey, huyu dugu mwabie vizuri. Unaona kama anasikia, mwabie. Wewe, raise your level of your expectations in whatever we do. and we're going to make it in Jesus' name. Dear mighty God, continue to help us at our individual levels to raise our level of expectations, dear mighty God. We are defined. Help us to declare like Elisha, and help us to adhere to the rules that are there, that if only you see me when I'm being taken, you're going to receive it, dear mighty Father. Help us to be alert and vigilant in all that we do. For this we pray in Jesus' name.